if he had not given them permission. He gave them permission to arrest him and take him and put him on that cross. He willingly went to the cross as our substitute, voluntarily did it. And he did that because he cares about you and me, because he loves you and me. Isaiah 53 tells us that Jesus took our pain in verse 4. He took our punishment in verse 5. And he took our place in verse 6. Verse 4 says that he took up our pain. You might have the phrase that he bore our grief there. That Hebrew word translated born, bore our grief, or took up. That Hebrew word means to lift up something and then carrying it away. Lifting up something that's heavy and carrying it away. It's a heavy load. It was used in Leviticus chapter 16 for the scapegoat who carried away the sins of the nation. That's the idea here. Jesus came to lift the heavy burden of our sadness, brought about our sin, and the pain of living in a sinful world. All of the pain and the guilt and the hurt and the sadness that's part of this world, the Bible says, he bore. He took it up. Perhaps you know the famous gospel song that starts this way. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. Isn't it true? We need someone to come alongside us to carry our burdens, to carry our sin and our guilt and our grief and our sorrow. Colin Smith said this, he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. That must include things like division in your family, or the loss of a job, or the death of a husband or a loved one, including all the pain of your past. All of the pain of your past was placed on him, and he took it to the cross. He bore our sorrow. He bore our pain, our sin and our guilt. He took it all. Someone said, because of the substitutionary death of Christ on the cross, and I like this one, your pain will not have the last word. And your sorrows will not last forever. Jesus took up our pain. He bore our sin, our suffering, our guilt, and was willing to be our substitute as he took our punishment for all of it. You know why I don't have to be fearful of God punishing me? Because he already punished Jesus Christ in my stead, on my behalf, as my substitute. So he took my punishment on the cross. He was pierced and crushed and beaten and bruised, and then he died. And he did it all for me. He did it all for you. See, when he did all of that on the cross, he had you in mind. He had me in mind. Verse 6 says, the Lord laid on him. God the Father laid on Jesus Christ the iniquity of us all. All of our iniquity, all of our sin were placed on Jesus Christ. God laid it all on him. Because he was our substitute. He took my place when he died. He sat in my seat. I should have been crucified. I should have died. I should have been there. That horrible day when Jesus Christ died, that horrible death on the cross. We should have been willing to cry out, hallelujah, what a Savior. In 1875, Philip Bliss wrote a hymn based on the Isaiah 53 called, Hallelujah, What a Savior. I'm going to read the words of that great hymn. It's in our hymnal, page 175, if you would like to take it out and follow along as I read. But I'm going to read those great words of that great hymn on page 175 in our hymnal. I'm not going to sing it, I'm just going to read it. It says this, "Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Bearing shame and scoffing rude, here it is, in my place condemned he stood." Now that's substitution. "Sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Guilty, vile, and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement, can it be?" And then I pray, Father, as those that have trusted Christ as Savior, that we would just trust you with our future. We would walk in your plan and in your way, looking every day for you to lead us and guide us and help us to do whatever you want us to do. And we pray that in your Son's name. Amen. What a Savior. Maybe you're here this morning, and if you were honest and truthful, you'd have to say, "I'm not saved." And the cool thing about it is you can be. All you have to do is run to the cross. Lay hold of Jesus Christ, who died for you as your substitute. It's not an automatic thing. He died as your substitute, and so you have to receive him, believe in him as your own personal Lord, Savior, and substitute. As part of my sermon this morning, we want to do a couple of things. We want to take the opportunity to remember what happened 15 years ago today. Take that opportunity. We're going to listen to the testimony of an American airline pilot and his wife about that fateful day. And so we're going to show you this personal testimony of this pilot at this time.